Jesus proved God's love by healing and performing miracles. Healing is making a sick person well again, you know that. But what is a miracle? Well, a miracle is a wonderful, a marvelous thing that can happen when you really believe in God. Now I'll tell you some of the stories in the Bible that are about Jesus' healings and miracles. One of the first miracles that Jesus did was at Cana, a town in Galilee, at a wedding to which he, his mother, and some of his friends were invited. When they were at supper, they found that they had not wine enough. Jesus asked the servants to fill with water the large stone water pots that were nearby. Then he told them to carry them to the governor of the feast, the man who had care of providing for the guests. And when this man tasted it, not knowing what Jesus had done, he found it such excellent wine that he called to the bridegroom, saying, "People generally bring out their best wine first, but you kept your best wine till the last." Then those who saw this miracle that Christ had done of turning water into wine began to be convinced that this was indeed the Son of God. Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem. In a certain village, they were met by 10 lepers who approached until they were within the sound of voice. Then they cried out in despair, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." So they went as he commanded them, and they were made clean and whole again. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and sought Jesus again. He fell down at the feet of Jesus with his face to the ground and thanked him, praising God in a loud voice. Jesus saw that this man was not one of his own countrymen, but was a Samaritan. And he said, "Were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? Was there no one returned to give thanks to God except this stranger?" And to the man Jesus said, "Arise and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Once Jesus went to a festival of the Jews in Jerusalem. There was a pool beside the sheep gate. It was called Bethesda. On its 5 porches were people who were sick or blind or lame. For it was believed that at certain times an angel of the Lord came and touched the pool. The first person who then stepped into the water after it was touched would be made well, no matter what illness he had. One man who was ill had been there for 38 years. Jesus saw him lying there and went to the man and said, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man said, "Yes, sir, but I have no one to look after me or to put me into the pool when the water is touched. You see, I am hardly able to move, and someone else always gets in before I can." Jesus said, "Arise, take up your bed, and walk." Immediately the man was well and took up his bed and walked. Another day, Jesus was passing through a town, followed by his disciples and a great crowd of people. As they reached the gate of the town, he saw a young man who was dead being carried out, the only son of his mother, who was a widow, and many of the people of the town were mourning with her. When Jesus saw her, he was moved and said to her, "Do not weep." And he touched the coffin, saying, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Then the young man who had been dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus said to the mother, "Here is your son again." The people were filled with wonder and cried out in praise to God, saying, "A great prophet has come among us, and God has visited his people." And the story of what Jesus had done was told all through Judea. One day, Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples, followed by a large crowd, when he came to a road where a blind beggar sat. When the man heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Many of the people tried to restrain him, saying, "Keep still." But he only cried out more loudly than before. Jesus stopped and said, "Let him come to me." Then the blind man threw off his cloak and came and stood before Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man answered, "Master, let me receive my sight." Then Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has healed you." At once he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. The Pharisees once asked Jesus, "Sir, why are your disciples doing things on the Sabbath which are unlawful?" And Jesus answered, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath, so that the Son of Man is master even of the Sabbath." Once on the Sabbath he went into a synagogue where there was a man whose hand was shriveled. The man stretched forth his hand for help, and Jesus said, "Rise and come forward." The people watched closely to see whether he would heal the man on the Sabbath day. Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he said, "Is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath day? If you have but one sheep, and it fall into a hole on the Sabbath day, would you not take hold of it and lift it out? Is not a man of much greater value than a sheep?" There was no answer, and Jesus looked sorrowful, because they had so little pity and sympathy for the man. Then he said, "Stretch out your hand." And the hand was made whole and well. Capernaum, which was once the home of our Lord, was a town standing on the borders of the Lake of Gennesaret. This lake was a very large one, with many towns and villages on its coasts. One day, Jesus took a boat with his disciples to go to the other side of the lake. But after they had sailed a while, a storm arose, and it was so violent that the boat was filled with the waves. And in great terror, thinking they would be lost, the disciples awoke Jesus, who was sleeping. And they cried out, "Master, Master, save us!" Then he arose, and by a simple word, stilled the winds and the waves, so that there was a great calm. And he asked his disciples how they could think that he would leave them to perish. When Jesus was teaching the people at Capernaum, a chief of the temple came to him and begged Jesus to come and save his little daughter who was dying. Jesus went with him immediately, followed by many of the people who crowded around him. But the servants of the chief of the temple came to meet him and to tell him that his little daughter was already dead, so that it was no use for Jesus to come and see her. When Jesus heard this, he comforted the man and told him not to be afraid, but to trust in him. Then with Peter, James, and John, Jesus went into the man's house, where friends and neighbors were weeping over the poor dead child. Jesus asked them why they wept, for the child was not dead, she was only sleeping. But they just laughed at him. Then Jesus sent all these people away, and having with him only the little girl's father and mother and the three disciples, he went into the room where the child lay dead. He took her by the hand and told her to rise. And immediately her spirit, which had left her body, came to it again. And she arose and walked about, well and strong.